This is Crick Info Audio.
You're listening to Crick Info Audio, and I'm Siddhartha Vaidyanathan, reporting from St. Kitts. It must be tough to begin every game knowing that it could be your last. Darren Ganga would know the feeling well, and it was tremendously satisfying for him to bring up his first 100 in a little over 3 years.
Well, as they say, you know, a lot of negatives, you got to turn it into positives. And definitely, I know a lot of people were getting very impatient with me with regards to my own personal game and with regards to me, you know, opening the batting with Gale and stuff like that. But, you know, these sort of things motivate me, and it definitely did. I must add as well that I really had a very good chat with Brian as well, who was really sort of, you know, must take kudos for knowing that I was under a bit of pressure and seeking me out and being able to reason with me, especially in times like these. And I think he has been through situations like this where he's got a lot of criticism, and you know, he's been able to bounce back. So I must give praise to Brian and what he had said to me before this test match and the discussions that we had, and it really paid good dividends in the end.
Ganga proved a point or two to the locals, most of whom who had complained about him being picked ahead of Runoko Morton, the hometown boy.
To be quite honest, you know, every time I hear somebody say I'm averaging 24, it upsets me, because I've been playing test cricket since I was 19. And, you know, if you look at a player development, you know, I've developed in the past 2.5 years tremendously from when I started at 19. So to compare me with an average of 24 as against my present form, my present maturity, I think it's not a right judgment in terms of my ability as a player. So I've definitely proven myself in the domestic competition. I've definitely had a good tour in New Zealand, and it's just continuation of my form and my ability as a player.
Ganga's success has also largely been owing to Chris Gayle's presence at the other end. Here he spoke about Gayle's influence on his development as an opener.
Myself and Chris, we've, you know, played from the under 19 level, we've played right up to 18 cricket, we've played now for West Indies, and both of us share something special in terms of our ability as players, and we complement each other in terms of our style. And I think in the past we've proven to be successful as an opening pair, and I think both myself and Chris, we learn off of each other. Sometimes I'm too defensive, sometimes Chris is too attacking. So I think it's sharing, you know, experiences and working out exactly what is necessary in the middle. I think we've been able to understand each other well, and it's just showing in terms of our performances as an opening pair.
Ram Naresh Sarwan celebrated his 26th birthday in style by bringing up his 9th test century. At the end of the day, he spoke about his attacking methods and how he followed his instincts all the way.
I thought this innings would have been important to me and the team, because we have planned and said anyone who gets touched should try and go on and get a big score. And I thought the web player was pretty pleased. And obviously the support I got from Darren helped me.
But yesterday when you started, you looked very much tentative. You looked as if you couldn't last for 1.5 hours.
I don't think I was tentative. I think I was just a little bit too positive. Unfortunately, I was getting a few inside edges and stuff like that, and went past my stump. But I thought I changed my whole thinking process from the first test match that we played in Antigua. I was a bit too tentative when I started. So yesterday when I went, I just wanted to be a little more positive. Well, I spoke to Maj a couple of weeks ago, and he said to me that the third test match will be playing here and it will be on my birthday. And I kind of had it in my mind that it would be really good if I can score 100. And to be honest, when I scored the first one day, 100 here, it kind of stuck behind my head, and it was like, it's possible I can do it. So it wasn't really a plan, but it was not behind my head.
Sarwan's success was largely owing to the strategy he followed against the Indian spinners. He elaborated on how he followed the process.
We have raised stress in Anil because of the fact that he's been bowling for LBWs and getting those decisions. We said that we want to just open our stance a little bit and put our foot out the line of the ball and try and keep him in front of us rather than allowing our front leg to get in the way. I think in this test match it worked for us, and hopefully we can continue to play him that way.
During the course of his innings, Sarwan became only the third batsman to score 6 fours in an over in test history. Yet, he admitted that he wasn't concentrating on the record at the time.
I was just going, playing off instinct. But at one stage, Darren said to me, I got 5 fours, and then I was like, okay. And I just continued going, and I just wanted to be positive. It's not really anything special, anything. I was just going, I was saying to Darren, it's just instinct, and he was keep saying to me, just keep concentrating. So it was a matter of instinct, and I just wanted to be positive, like I said earlier.
The rains came as a welcome relief for the Indians, and as things stand at the moment, this game could well end up in another draw. As I stand in the outfield here at Warner Park, there's still a considerable amount of dampness, and it looks unlikely that play will get underway on time tomorrow. Yet, with the drainage facilities being excellent, and with the sun likely to come out in the morning, one never knows. Hope you enjoyed listening to Cricinfo Audio. Please do send us feedback or comment at audio@cricinfo.com. And for more audio features, log on to cricinfo.com/audio. This is Siddhartha Vaidyanathan signing off from Warner Park.
This is Cricinfo Audio.